This is Wild About Utah.
Utah's deep snow and hundreds of miles of publicly accessible groom trails make snowmobiling an ideal way for individuals and families to experience the state's backcountry. Cal Taylor, president of Utah Snowmobile Association, says, "My family loves snow. We make sure everyone has warm clothes, then we head up the mountain to isolate ourselves from the hectic world." For those who want to try snowmobiling, it's easy to rent all the gear and equipment and receive the necessary safety training. The hard part is choosing which trail to explore. There are 9 trail complexes in the state which stretch from Fish Lake in central Utah to Logan Canyon in the northern tip of the state. These complexes consist of extensive trail systems. Each trail provides a unique backcountry experience. The trails are on public lands and are free and accessible to anyone who wishes to explore them. The northernmost complex stretches from Ogden to Bear Lake and includes the Hardware Ranch, Monte Cristo, and Bear Lake trails. These systems consist of more than 180 miles of well-groomed trails which wind through the Wasatch Cache National Forest. The Hardware Ranch trailhead is located close to the ranch, which is the winter range for hundreds of elk. The Hardware Ranch provides sleigh rides to anyone who would like a close-up look at the elk. Further up the mountain, snowmobiles may find forest grouse who make their winter homes in and around the high mountain aspens. It is not uncommon for sledders to be startled by grouse flying out of their hiding spots. Coyotes are also a familiar sight. Taylor said, "I have seen a coyote playing in the distance. They love to run across the snow and dive in." Along the Mirror Lake Highway Trail, part of Complex 3, mountain goats can be seen balancing on the snow-covered cliffs of Bald Mountain. Watching their agility as they move along the high ridges is an incredible sight. In central Utah, the Fish Lake Trail reaches an elevation of 11,500 feet with a breathtaking panoramic view. Some sledders bring their fishing poles so they can stop and enjoy the ice fishing on the naturally formed Fish Lake, which is only accessible by snowmobile in the winter. The Utah Division of State Parks grooms every trail every few days. Jordan Smith, the director of the Institute of Outdoor Recreation and Tourism in the Quinney College of Natural Resources, completed a research project about the economic impact of snowmobiling in Utah. The study found snowmobiling accounts for 1,378 Utah jobs and $59.9 million in labor income. In 2016 alone, over $13 million in state and local tax revenues were generated by snowmobiling activity. Additionally, Smith discovered there is still plenty of room for more residents to enjoy the snowy trails, he explains. There are relatively few heavily visited snowmobile destinations throughout the state. When you see all the trailers in a snowmobile parking lot, you may assume the trails are crowded, but once they disperse, the snowmobilers rarely see each other. Families and individuals interested in trying snowmobiling to explore the trail complexes may begin by checking out the Utah Snowmobile Association's website, whose mission is to educate Utah's snowmobiling families. People can go there to find the do's and don'ts, what to take, how to dress, and where to ride.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Shauna Levitt, and I'm Wild About Utah.